USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel's military said it carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday after incendiary balloons were launched from the Palestinian territory. The two peoples had agreed to a ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas. A federal judge lifted the Biden administration's temporary ban on new oil and gas leases on public lands and offshore waters. In a victory for 13 states that filed the legal challenge in Louisiana, U.S. District Judge Terry Doty granted a preliminary injunction Tuesday, blocking President Biden's January 27th executive order while the litigation continues. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed an executive order on Tuesday mandating that public colleges and universities cannot require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or require students to submit proof that they received the vaccine to attend in-person classes. USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
As the demand for more transparency from China about the origins of the COVID-19 virus grow louder, China continues to stonewall any investigation. Tim Burke from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The former CDC director is defending the theory that COVID-19 could have leaked from a Chinese lab. Robert Redfield telling Fox News the spread of the virus was not consistent with other deadly coronaviruses such as SARS and MERS.
There's an alternative hypothesis that it went from a bat virus, got into a laboratory where in the laboratory it was taught, educated, it evolved so that it became a virus that could efficiently transmit human to human. My professional opinion as a virologist is that's the hypothesis that I support.
Texas and California officials are pushing homes and businesses to conserve electricity for a second day in order to hold off blackouts as a suppressing heat wave bakes the western United States Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the leaders of the United States and Russia meet in Geneva Wednesday, Republican Congressman James Comer on Fox News hopes Biden can be strong against our enemy.
Well, hopefully President Biden stands firm against President Putin. He makes very clear that we consider any acts of cyber terrorism an act of war against the United States. Hopefully President Biden will back up his tough talk with actions, and the actions being that thus far he's waived sanctions on a pipeline that would greatly benefit Russia. He has reduced the nuclear arms treaty, which is exactly what Russia wanted. And he's just really kind of catered to Russia thus far. We need to stand up to Russia, and hopefully that President Biden will make clear and look like a strong leader on the world stage. Well, I think you have to stand up to Russia. And we need to put sanctions on Russia. He made a huge mistake by waiving the sanctions, allowing that pipeline to continue. That greatly benefited Russia and improved Russia's standing with Europe. And that was a huge mistake. He's also made a mistake thus far with the nuclear arms talks. We've got to treat Russia as an enemy. And he must make clear that just last week, the hack with JBS beef, which compromised one-fifth of our nation's beef supply, that should be considered an act of war.
I'm Lance Pryne. This is USA Radio News.